Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live. We're not inside the main bill facility today, Bub. Guess where we are?
We're in the VIP lounge, dude.
We're in the VIP lounge here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports administrative offices. I'm Tom. We all know the master, Bub. And there's a ladies' man sitting right behind us. I don't know if they can even see him back there, huh?
No, I don't know if they can.
How about that, Bub? How you doing today, man? It's Friday.
Terrible.
What? How can you possibly be doing terrible?
This has literally probably been, so far, worst Friday of my life.
Really? Let's talk about it in a second. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. I am going to turn off my phone this time, Bub, at least the volume, so you can't hear it. I hate disrupting people. Miss Outlaw Boutique, for the finest in outlaw boutique and apparel, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique. The Outlaw's loose, 561-660-6695. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, Bub. Lot to talk about there. Just met with Max, one of the owners. Amazing man. That is the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. We will be headlining it, signing autographs, 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall this Sunday, Bub.
It's going to be a good time, dude.
It's going to be a great...
That's from 9 to noon.
Yeah, everybody's got the tour buses warming out outside, yep. Getting ready to go. The BEM race and rally trailer is getting ready to go. So everybody, the buzz is starting to create right now for Sunday. We ask all of you to please join us.
Yep, it'll be a good time.
Sunday. Tony Rienzi, exotic car guru and salesman of the stars, TonyRienzi.com. Shame we didn't get out on the track last night. Our race event was canceled because of the rain.
Man, Tony, it hasn't stopped raining, dude.
Tony Franco
all
and the
week
crew,
here.
Yeah, man. Tony Franco and the crew did a really, really, really nice job over there, Bub. And we're forgetting one other person today, and I don't know who it is. But, Bub, let's talk a little bit about your Friday morning, if we can.
I don't even want to talk about it, dude.
Why not, man?
Listen, man. I'm laughing at how bad situations can get sometimes. I'll tell you what, dude. So I've been painting this custom chopper for like 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not, dude. I was just on the last coat.
Yeah.
After like dicking with this thing, and it literally looks like someone just took airplane stripper and poured it on everything.
Are you kidding me, man?
I'm not even kidding, dude.
You have been working those tins for a very, very long time.
Tell
Ladies
me
and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream. You get to see it all happen right here. So now what are you going to do? Bub, that candy paint that was over the top of the tank was absolutely
stunning. Tell me about
stunning.
It, dude. Tell me about it. I don't know if something's getting mixed wrong at our paint supply house with PPG. I don't know.
You don't make mistakes. You're one of the top three in the
Man.
World today. You don't make mistakes.
No, and I don't have this much trouble. I've literally been like sanding and feathering repairs on this thing as I've been going through the paint process. Typically when I do, I literally can start and go all the way through to finish line with zero flaws at all. And these pieces, they're pretty small pieces, right? So I've been going through these things, and no matter what I do, it's not working at all. And it's strange because it's only pieces of the components of the parts that are giving me trouble. But now, literally, I was untaping and everything. It literally looks like a 90-year-old man ball sack, dude. Just freaking...
That's an interesting dynamic,
all the paint just fluffed
an...
up and shrunk and
I like it.
Crap sticking out everywhere, I'm telling you.
I'm sorry, we'll go back and look at that together, man.
There's nothing to look at, dude. I'm seriously throwing them like footballs.
Are you really?
I'm done. It's a wrap.
Is it?
It's got to go. It's okay. it's got to be done. I've got 4 weeks into this thing. I've probably lost 10 grand on this paint
and
job.
And it takes a lot to get you there, too.
Yo, it's bad.
Big weekend coming up, Bub. Let's jump into the weekend review. Monday, we did custom upholstery done Bubba side. You can. Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise reminds you to please drink responsibly. The 2016 double gold winner there out of San Francisco. However, it's brewed right here in the Palm Beaches.
Yep.
Be careful when the monkey's out.
Big time, dude.
Wow. Monday we did custom upholstery done Bubba style, Bub. Talk about that a little bit.
We did. I actually don't remember what we talked about, so I'm going to roll with
the scout,
right? I feel like it was a scout. All right, so we did the scout on Monday. That one's been pretty good so far. Still not finished yet. We had a big project on that one. It wasn't just the four seats we were doing. We wound up doing the four seats. We did custom carpet, custom dash inlays, the steering wheel, and these things we had to rebuild and repaint. A lot of mechanical work, so we've done a lot more than just the four seats that we originally intended on doing in this scout. Super cool. It was actually out of Pamela Anderson's collection.
That scout came from Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, so it came from her estate collection, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. You know, to get something like that passes through here. We have a lot of crazy stuff that passes through BEM just like that. And, you know, Greg did a killer job on the seats. The seat frames have been rebuilt and repainted. They're all a gloss white, so they look really good. The upholstery's done. Now he's on that final, carpet install. And he's, I think he's finished up the steering wheel, and that thing's just about done.
I saw the carpet, Bub. I didn't mean to step on you there. I apologize. I saw the
carpet. Yeah, the carpet's laid out in his office.
Yeah, it's laid out on the upholstery table in the paint and body facility.
Yeah, it would have been a really nice work area to set those nice parts I just painted on. You know, once they were done, no reason to at this point.
No, that looks like an old man's ball set. But Tuesday, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics powered SEMA 2017 S550 Mustang. For those of you sponsored by Estita Autosports, for those of you that don't know who are joining us for the first time, Bubba has been once again turned to by the folks over at Turbinetics in Simi Valley, California, to put together a platform for the new EcoBoost Mustang. And what came out of that, again, was another industry first. It is the world's first 600 horsepower stock block EcoBoost Mustang ever to hit the streets, and yeah, it was unveiled. We went to California with the car
in June,
mm-hmm, unveiled it. It is now going to the SEMA booth, the most highly regarded show in the world, automotive show in the world. It will be on display at Turbinetics in the SEMA booth, and everybody's name is behind it. Steve,
yeah,
of
man,
course, as well.
Yeah, we've got a lot of big name sponsors out there that have thrown some product at this car. A lot of stuff that's getting released to the S550 market, which is everything from 2015 on. There's going to be a lot of product release with the 18 model as well, but this is going to be, you know, not only the world's first 600 horse stock block, which, by the way, that number doesn't seem like a big number in today's world, but for a four-cylinder, that is a huge number to be putting down to the tires in terms of horsepower.
Big number, man.
We've got Steed Auto Sports hooked us up with a full coilover and fully adjustable suspension for that car. That thing's insane. We've got Watson Racing with the roll cage, American Racing with three-piece one-off design wheels for the car, Nitto tires coming in for the car. We've got Bayer brakes are coming in for the car. We have Extreme Dimensions wide
Extreme
body
Dimensions,
is coming for the car.
Kit, yep.
Man, we have so many different sponsors who have stepped up to the plate just to see this one-off design come through start to finish, and we're really thankful for that and just blessed to be able to get out the Turbinetics booth and show off all that pure strength.
And I appreciate you saying that you are blessed. Indeed you are, Bub. And you know what?
I wish somebody would bless me on these chopper parts,
man,
dude.
It's been a
you have no idea. You want me to go get one of the pruned up ball sides?
No, I'll come out and see that. Wednesday was Challenger front-end collisions repaired, done Bubba style, Bub. That was the Black Challenger that needed got hit in the front end.
Yep.
And you had a lot of work to do there, man.
Yep, a lot of work there, man. Just another typical client, though. Didn't say thanks and didn't even put gas back in my car.
Oh, it gets better now. I'll talk to you about that after we get off.
Stop it, dude.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he'll be here today.
I'll tell you what, though. It looks really good.
It looks really good, man.
Yeah.
Looks really good. Another great job by you, Bub. Thursday, race preparations done Bubba style, sponsored by Nitto Tires and Wheel Pros, although the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team did not go out last night.
No. Last night, you know, we already mentioned it. It's been raining here every day for the past, man, 4 or 5 days. And, you know, it's just yesterday alone, it would have been a mess out there at the track trying to get these cars out there and really push them to their limits. You know, we got the MIP track vet set up.
You came back and finalized that after we got out of the gym.
Yeah, I finished that at like 8:30 last night here, and then got that thing done. Wish we could have taken it out on the track and really tested that thing. We got the brake kit on the car. We got the wheels and tires on the car. So we were ready to go out and push the limits in that car. But, you know, it just wasn't going to be safe with, all, you know, the moisture on the track. And we weren't willing to risk it. So it was actually postponed till next Thursday. So now, everybody out there, if you guys were planning on going, it's next Thursday. It's Thursday.
Come out and join us next Thursday under the lights at Palm Beach International Raceway. If I like you, I'll take you for a ride in one of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Porsches.
This could happen.
Yes. Diesel might be driving.
Yeah, probably not,
that?
Dude.
Yeah, how about that? Friday is facility wrap-up day. Update done Bubba style. I want to remind everybody that two things, Bub. At the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports .com website, we do have our online merchandising up now. I mean, mm-hmm, there's everything out there, Bub. Keychains, coffee cups, shirts, menswear, womenswear. I mean, just phone cases.
Yeah, man, a lot of cool stuff out there. It's, you know, the website right now, Casey's been doing a lot of updates to everything, to not only just the website at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com, but to the YouTube channel, to the Facebook's live streams, to the daily podcast, the Saturday podcast, to you know, the Instagram updates, all the links, all the interactive fun things, and on top of that, all of the merchandise, both for the track side apparel, which is really cool stuff, a little more aggressive, more towards the racy side of everything, and then just your street clean clothing and a lot of fun merchandise and apparel there.
Yeah, it's kind of like the thought every Saturday night, you're at a 5-star dinner, you're going to valet that car, man.
Yep.
You know, or you can just wear a pair of shorts to the beach. Doesn't
not valeting right? This chopper anytime
no,
soon.
No, that's
Jesus.
Not going to happen. No, not at all. Wanted to say two things, Bub. I wanted to say good morning and thank you to our new administrative office manager, Shannon. She's done an amazing job this week. She has come in, Bub, and just done some technically amazing things for us.
Yeah, really cool stuff, man. Really good stuff.
How so nice is that to be able to step
away? She's taking it over and just getting her hands around it all, man.
How nice.
That's what we got to do, and it allows me to get out there and work. Now, like, it makes a difference. I've been set back about a week and a half on this bike.
On the same God, dude. Parts over and over and
man,
over.
You
and
have
over
no idea.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, literally, I have probably 3 days just into hand-laid graphics.
I know. Yeah, it's but that's what makes you the best. So you see Rick Petko from Orange County Choppers, your friend, my friend, along with Billy Lane from the former biker build-off series on Discovery. They are both watching very closely what you're doing on that bike on Instagram.
Well, they better get them back to freaking square one.
Yeah, no, it's, they've all been.
Man,
down
it looked so great last night, dude.
Looked great last night.
Wiped it down this morning. Looked great this morning when I shot it. Walk away for 10 minutes. Come back. Nothing. Bad.
Tomorrow, bub.
It's
is.
Really bad, dude. You have no idea.
No, it's good.
No, it's bad.
We'll fix it.
It's no
time for the weekend.
There's
we
no
gotta get ready
it,
for Sunday.
I'm gonna literally media blast them all the way down to metal.
Are you?
That's what's gonna have to happen.
Okay.
So it'll be like another 4 months on the bike.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's sold, right?
I don't know.
It's not your problem.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. It's like a new finish. It's
exactly
like that marble
right,
finish paint.
Tomorrow, Bub, from 9 to 10, is the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, doing it Bub style, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, pushed through Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. And tomorrow, I have not put up the show topic yet. Do you know what it's going to be about tomorrow, or do I just put it up today?
No idea.
Okay.
No idea.
We'll fly by the seat of our pants, man.
Yeah, man, tomorrow I've actually got to, I got to start getting the freaking SEMA build done. I have so much stuff I've got to get ready, so I have a feeling I'm going to be on that. I don't know what the schedule is yet. I have no idea.
Okay.
I've got stuff all over the place.
You'll get it done, man.
Yeah, I'll get it.
It'll all come together. We always make it happen, don't we?
Yep.
So, take us through this afternoon, Bub. What are we going to finalize here this afternoon now?
This afternoon, well, I was going to pinstripe and clear coat the parts, but I'm not doing that anymore.
You mean the ball sack?
Ball sack parts. They're done, dude. Those things are a wrap. So I'm not doing anything with those anymore.
We've got people offset just going, oh no, really? They're not doing that.
So my afternoon's now free of the painting side. And I think now what I'm going to do is finish this other bike that I've been building, doing the front end on it real quick, get that done.
Yes, for one of our celebrity clients.
That'll be done. I don't know, maybe if my luck goes as everything else has been going, the front tire will fall off at 50.
I don't know, Bub, you're too positive a guy to think that way.
Yo, I'm telling you, man. Yeah. I don't know what's going on. The paint on this thing has really got me
aggravated. Stay positive, Bub.
Yeah, but listen, like when you do paint processes, you do them in a very certain way. And I even on the Instagram post I did last night, I describe and fine line those things down so that the average person out there can do it. Like you want to understand how to go start to finish on painting.
Yep.
It's the same thing no matter whether you're painting plastic, fiberglass, metal, aluminum. It doesn't matter what you're painting, you do the same process of your primer coat.
You're prepping.
You're waiting, you know, you're wiping it down, you're sanding it, you're tack clothing it, you're getting it ready, you do your paint, you do your base coat color, you move on. If you're doing graphics, you do those colors and you do your clear coat, right? So the process never changed, and I've probably, I don't know, I've painted 10 cars in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, you have.
Not a single problem. This little bastard, I'm telling
you,
dude.
Just giving you hell.
It's not good.
I told the owner in the gym yesterday about that, too.
I mean, you wait. It's bad.
Is it?
You have no idea.
What part was affected? The tank?
Everything. All of it. All of it. Chemical reaction, dude.
Something's not right, Bob. And you're so good about making sure you're using the right paints. Everything is so perfect.
I'm telling you, man. I don't know if someone's dicking with me down there at the paint supply house. I'm telling you. That's what it's like. It's literally like there's aircraft stripper, because you know what happens when you take that stuff and you pour it on something?
I sure do.
It literally just eats the paint.
Pulls it right up. Lifts it right up.
That's what it's doing. Every time. Doesn't matter what coat I'm on.
I want to say thank you to Donnie. He came over today to spend some time with us, man. I appreciate his time we spent together today.
Mm-hmm.
So, good guy, man.
Yes.
Really good dude.
Very good.
So, and he watches every day, so thank you, Donnie. I just want you to know that.
Yep.
How about that?
So, I'm going to go get back out there to playing with ball sacks, and that's about it, dude.
How about that?
That's it. That's my afternoon.
Ball sacks done Bubba style?
That's it. That's my afternoon, the whole afternoon right there, dude.
Look at the people off the set.
I'm telling you. That's what I got to do, man.
Oh, my God, man.
It's so bad.
It's so bad. So, Bub, we'll jump out of this segment. We want to wish everybody a very happy Friday. Thank you for joining us here on Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream. How about that, Bub?
Yeah.
Great sponsors, man. Got to thank everybody out there, man.
Pretty good stuff.
Max from Cars and Coffee. What a great dude.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Good dude, man. Always got your back. Those guys at Cars and Coffee always have your back.
Yeah, we'll be out there Sunday. We'll
please come join us. Please come see that.
Man, I got the rides cleaned and I literally stuck them under the covers, dude. I saw
your Porsche was under the cover. Man. Mine hasn't been cleaned at all, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying, dude. Because remember, it was from like the past. Literally, the last time that car was out was 4 weeks ago. Now Sunday was at the last Cars and Coffee. It poured that afternoon. Remember,
sure
we were in the trailer
when
and everything.
Home.
So it poured down that afternoon.
Yep,
huge thunderstorm.
Got in the bus and the trailer.
Parked the car and it just was filthy, dude. Like the billet on the three-piece wheels, everything was just destroyed. So I literally had to pick one night at some point, because I wasn't going to drive the car looking like that. It was disgusting, right? So I literally just had it sitting in the garage. Finally, I just took it out. I detailed the thing for like 5 hours,
and polished
every
again?
Piece of it. No, I pulled it straight in the garage.
You got a water main leak.
No, dude, not that. The paint looks good on that car. It doesn't look like these ball sack parts.
No.
Wait till you see it.
I'll bring my Porsche in tomorrow. I'll have them clean and get it ready.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
The Diablo's going to be out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Diablo will be out. Ferrari will be out. We'll bring all of them into our pit. You guys haven't seen the pit area. It's a very popular thing, and we do this for Cars and Coffee. They are one of our sponsors. And we do this, we set it up so people can physically see the race and rally team in its entirety set up and how we are when we're out racing. And we're number one in the points right now, bub.
Yep.
Geo Hammerback, the world champion.
And you know what's worse, too, is they actually wanted me, Cars and Coffee, wanted that chopper on display this weekend.
Did they, man?
Dude, I could have done it. I could have done it if it weren't for
the
freaking
ball
sack. You got
the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Monkey in Paradise bagger you could take down, too, though.
I could take that one down. It's pretty cool.
You could take that down.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Big hit, man.
Hasn't been clean in like 6 months. Yeah.
Until tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join us tomorrow, Saturday, 9 to 10, right here on Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page and also through Blog Talk Radio and iTunes for the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, 714-242-5166. Get you inside the studio, 714-242-5166. Join us. We'll be glad to talk to you. Monday through Friday, right here, 11 to 11:30. We love bringing it to you. It's a lot of fun. And thank you for allowing us into your lives. And this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Go out there and get all your online merch. Christmas presents, birthday presents. It's all right there. And it's all been custom designed by Bub and Casey themselves. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that is msoutlawboutique.com. The Outlaw's Loose down in Abacoa. You can find her online as well, 561-660-6695. The Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world, Sunday, the 27th, 9 to 12 at the Outlet Malls, exit 71. Please come join us. We'll have the tour bus out. The rally team will be out. Joe Hammerback, the world rally champion. Our driver will be out there. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Exotics will be out there. Our whole crew will be out there. Good, good guys. Monkey in Paradise, the monkey reminds you to please drink responsibly. They are the social vodka. Monkey in Paradise wants to know, what's your paradise? Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style. And make sure you reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner. If somebody's hands are full, please open that door over there for them. If somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoes, go to Payless, man. It's cheap. $15, get them a pair of shoes. And if somebody's hungry, McDonald's, $5. $5 for a value meal. Feed them. Till tomorrow, keep on doing it, Bubba style.